Welcome, sir. Item number 14, please.
Item number 14, from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to execute a contract extension with CenturyLink Public Communications, Inc., doing business as CenturyLink, for the provision of inmate telephone services at the Milwaukee County Jail and the House of Correction from February 9, 2014 to February 8, 2015. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Move adoption.
Move adoption.
Deputy Superintendent McClavish and Mr. Lethling, good afternoon.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Roma West.
I just have a couple of questions. First of all, I have gotten complaints in my office and from people in my district regarding the simplicity, if you will, of this phone service. There's a lot of complaints. People pay, and then they're not able to access, or the inmate's not able to access on the other side, and then they have problems on the customer service end getting their money back. Have you ever done a customer survey to find out whether or not people are satisfied with the service that they're receiving from this company, how easy it is to use? I guess you get your first phone call you get is like 30 seconds long, and then afterwards it plays a recorded message for you that tells you how you're supposed to call this other number. And then one of the issues that I've heard is that in order to put money on the phone, you have to have a credit card, which unfortunately a lot of people who are involved with the correctional system don't have one, which means then you're listening to this automated thing, you get this phone number, and now you've got to run out and get a prepaid card, and then you have to call the number back. And it just seems very labor-intensive in order to be able to talk to your loved one. And unfortunately, I've had situations where, my family members, not recently, thanks be to God, but that they have become, they are in jail and they call and you want to know what's going on, and you have to go through all of these hoops in order to be able to get to talk to them. You're not even issued your one phone call that you get or you're supposed to get. It's a 30-second call and then, like I said, this recorded message. So have you considered doing that, or would you consider doing that? Because I'd hate to vote in support of extending a contract without knowing that, that this service is something that, residents are going to be able to use, and that we're not violating people's rights by not allowing them access to that phone call.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, good afternoon. Kevin Niklevich, Deputy Inspector with Milwaukee County Sheriff. In terms of a previous audit or survey that's been conducted, I am not aware of any such survey that's been done. Certainly, when there are issues that are brought to our attention within the jail, we do move quickly on those. We do refund money if there are issues. In fact, I've even instructed, we've had officers go up and assist the inmates should they have further difficulty in accessing the phones, because it is important for them to be able to contact their loved ones, and we understand that. In terms of the budget stuff, I'll let Mr. Lethling speak to that.
I'm Bill Lethling, the fiscal administrator. Mr. Chairman, supervisors. The operation of the telephone system used to revolve around prepaid credit cards.
Right.
That changed with this contract, so that now the inmates are charged on their inmate accounts, their inmate accounts that they have, and they are issued certain amounts of time based upon the time that they would purchase, and they have that available to them.
Okay. And that specifically, is that how it functions now in the jail?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
Supervisor Cullen.
Could you explain to me the sentence that says the current contract includes a commission rate of 67.9%? What exactly does that mean?
The charges that are made by CenturyLink to the inmates, the House of Correction and the Milwaukee County Jail are rebated that amount of money. That's our commission rate that we receive. That equates to a budgeted amount this year, Supervisor Cullen, of $2,100,000. There's $800,000 for the jail, and the remainder is for the House of Correction.
Just sort of follow up. Just to sort of clarify this a little bit for me, if someone at the jail wants to make a 5-minute call to their spouse or parent, about how much will they have to spend? Do you have any idea?
They would purchase 15-minute increments, and that is a cost of $3.30.
For 15 minutes?
Yes. $3.30, Supervisor?
Thank you. So, again, with respect to the 67.9% commission rate, that is what we receive.
Yes, sir.
That is what Milwaukee County receives through the Milwaukee County Office of the Sheriff's Office and the House of Correction.
That is correct, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
And approximately $2,100,000 is the revenue that we are receiving now?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bethlehem. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. What is the trend that you've seen in the amount of that charge over the last couple of years?
Right.
Well, let me clarify, Supervisor. Are you talking about a trend of competitive trends charge or?
Well, the inmates are charged $3.30 per 15-minute phone call.
Yes. That is correct.
Right. And has that rate fluctuated? Has it increased over the years? Has it decreased? What has been that trend?
That was established when the contract was made 2 years ago, and it has not changed. And this extension will maintain the same rates.
Okay. Do we have knowledge from the last contract what that rate was? Before the last 2 years, this vendor?
That had to do with the prepaid credit cards at that time. Mm-hmm. And I think it was similar, but I would have to get back to you with the exact rate.
Okay.
And I can do that.
Okay. And that $3.30 amount per 15-minute phone call, that comes to the county. I think that's what I heard you say.
It is charged against their inmate account, and it comes to the county. Yes.
Okay. And a percentage of that amount
yes.
comes to the county.
Okay. At 67%.
Right.
Okay. And then so the amount that comes to the county, it's split between the county jail and the House of Corrections depending on where those calls were made.
That is correct.
Okay. And those departments use that in their budgets? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. We do.
Okay. What was the total, let's say, for the county jail in fees for how much they collected in 2013?
It was very close to $800,000.
Okay. How about the House of Corrections?
It was very close to $1.2 billion.
Okay. $1.2 billion. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay. I understand the 330, so I want to understand the 555. Is it the same except for when people call out or they call home or something?
That is, Supervisor, the charge for a collect call.
Okay. And that's 15 minutes as well?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. And do they have access to purchase debit cards? Or how would they get a debit card if they're locked up?
We no longer issue debit cards for telephone calls. That was a practice in the past before this contract.
Okay, so how do they, if you can only use a debit card versus a collect call, how would they get a debit card? Did somebody bring it to them?
I don't think that, I am not sure. I don't think that would be available to them.
Supervisor West, you mentioned how are they going to get debit cards, which is, how do they get them?
My understanding from the constituents that I talked to is that at least initially, you as the person who is receiving the phone call have to put some type of money on the line so that you can receive phone calls from the inmate. And so that's where the running around comes in. So I'm not sure. And honestly, I don't know how it works when the inmate tries to call you, because I don't usually get those complaints. I get complaints from people who are trying to receive inmate calls. And they get that initial 30-second phone call where, you know, their loved one calls, and then they get cut off, and they're listening to this recorded message, and then they're taking down a phone number, and they have to call and then put minutes on their phone in order for the inmate to call them. And so I don't know anything about, or haven't received, I should say, I haven't received complaints, obviously, from inmates,
mm-hmm.
how it works from the inmates. You know, on the inmate end of it, I get phone calls from the family's end of it.
Okay, well, just real quick, how does the debit card process work?
Supervisor,
who has to have it?
Supervisor, for that debit card, the inmates have the debit card. The money can be put on the account,
okay.
and then the inmate can utilize it.
Then they would have to have
In terms of the collect calls, that's when the individual will call, and it's up to the receiving individual as to whether or not they want to accept that call or not.
Right. So then the inmate would have to have a debit card.
Unless they're calling a collect call and they have someone that's going to accept the call and the charges.
And you guys don't issue debit cards anymore?
No, sir.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Nope.
So they got to call collect.
It is a collect call, but otherwise with the debit cards, if they have the money on the account, they're able to utilize that. However, the collect calls is what they will utilize.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb.
I don't want to prolong this. The report talks about debit cards, but you're saying you don't. Are you talking about their inmate account?
I'm talking about the inmate account.
Okay.
Correct.
I think that's why everyone's confused.
Right.
If you read the report, it talks about debit cards. You keep saying they don't use debit cards.
I'm referring to the inmate account, the money put on the inmate account.
That's debit. That's what they're debiting at 3:30.
And then the collect calls. Correct.
Thank you.
Again, Supervisor Coleman.
Let me just throw that. Again, I hate to belabor this too, but I'm just trying to understand. So, I get arrested for a DUI, I'm sitting in the jail, and I want to make a phone call. My choices are to make a collect call,
which will call.
Cost the recipient $5.55.
Correct.
Or do I have the option of this?
You have the option of that
$3.30. How do I get that option if
right.
I'm newly booked?
That's something when they're initially booked in, they have the option. And then you have money that you can put on that account to make the call.
What if I'm in jail?
If you're in the jail, then
in
it...
The jail.
I'm sorry?
In the jail.
Without
I apologize.
Without resources.
Okay. Then I think what you're going to look at then are the collect calls, right. Calling individuals and looking for them to receive the call.
And so then of the 555, so if I'm making a collect call to someone, 555, $5.55, then the county gets 67.9% of that?
That's correct.
And then the other 32.1 goes to the provider?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Supervisor Roman West.
I have a really quick question. Because I was always under the impression, and maybe I watch too much TV, I do watch too much TV. But don't you get legally, aren't you obligated to one phone call?
We do not. I'm sorry, Supervisor.
Deputy Inspector,
the claimant. We're talking about people who are arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want phone calls?
Not jail yet.
We do not
have the free phone calls.
And that's not a violation of people's civil rights at all.
No.
They're not entitled to that.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Really?
That's what he said.
We watch too much TV.
For item 14, because even though the. The policy committee voted in favor of the resolution. With Act 14, we have to, and this is a contract extension, we as a committee have to adopt, reject, lay over, do something.
I moved adoption.
I saw two people go. I saw two hands.
I don't.
Which one?
We move adoption. I don't think we don't need any more information.
Okay.
I don't.
He's like, I did not want to receive anywhere.
I heard two people speak at one time. That's why I was unclear.
I think we got it.
Supervisor Lipscomb has moved to adopt item number 14. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas. Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
No.
Jurczyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
No.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Three ayes, six noes. The motion to recommend adoption fails.
Yes.
So what did they do for phone call?
We did this 2 years ago.
They got to come up with a better system. You have to.
Yeah, but that will be made known. Yeah, that will be made known. It'll go to the board. It'll go to the board. 3-6.